Hey guys, it's Jennifer and Kelly. We're here with Deaf Wellness, Deep Dive with Deaf. So today we are going to start part one of a three-part series on nutrition. So we are going to be covering, discussing the three most inflammatory parts of your diet. And they're very prevalent in the U.S. in a normal American diet. But if you can take these things out or even back down, it's going to be a game changer for your health. So those three things are sugar, gluten, and dairy. So we're going to start with sugar. Sugar is the biggest one. That's what we're going to talk about today. So sugar is essentially in everything. So it's in the way that we utilize it in our bodies is in glucose. So that's our primary source of energy for almost every cell in our body. We get sugar from our food. So where does sugar come from? It's naturally occurring. It comes in fruits, vegetables. We're going to see it in nature. But the problem is that we take it out of these good foods and we refine it. So we break down sugar into just a simple carbohydrate. We make it very basic, and then we put it back into food where it doesn't belong. So instead of eating sugar in its natural state, like in a strawberry or a blackberry, where it comes with all that your vitamins, your fiber, we take it and we just only take the bad part out and we put it in just random food to make it taste good. So now we eat this food and our bodies become addicted. So there's actually chemical reactions that occur when we eat sugar. So these occur in our brain. It's actually a biochemical reaction that occurs in our mesolimbic dopamine system. So this is when a signal is received from the neurotransmitter dopamine. Dopamine is our pleasure neurotransmitter. So we get dopamine from lots of things and we want more of it. So when we eat sugar, it triggers that system. It tells you, hey, this is a reward. I like this. This feels good. And you want more. It's, you know, very similar to using drugs, drinking alcohol, even when you get that like on Facebook. So that's why these things can be addicting, right? We see addiction to social media. We see alcohol, drug addiction. It's no different with sugar. This is why it's so hard to cut sugar out of your diet. It's not just like, I don't want that cookie anymore. I'm done. I'm not going to eat these things anymore. It's harder than that because you're physiologically addicted to it. And the food manufacturers want that for us. That's how they make money, right? So our bodies tell us we need more and more, and we just, it's a cycle. But it is a cycle that can be broken. So sugar has negative effects in all of our body, right? So there is actually data out there showing that sugar affects the memory center in our brain. So the hippocampus, that's where our memory center is. So excess sugar can actually make your memory worse, right? That's just one thing. But then we look at chronic disease. So sugar is at the root of every chronic disease we see in our country. So type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetes, insulin resistance, that's kind of at the base of all of that. PCOS, it can also have impacts on your cardiovascular health. So we used to think that fat was, you know, the bad guy when we talk about cardiovascular health. But now there's actually literature emerging showing that sugar and living in that chronically inflamed state is more of what's causing those cardiovascular events, heart attacks, high cholesterol, things like that, that we know are bad. It can come from sugar and an excess in sugar in our diet. So the cool thing about our brains is that they're actually neuroplastic. Neuroplasticity is where we continually remodel and rewire our brains. What this means in our sugar addiction is that you can break the cycle. You can break these synapses that occur just by small everyday habits. So I'm going to hand it over to Kelly, And she's going to give you some tips and tricks and lots of info on how we can actually rewire our brains to help cut back on the sugar.
Yes. Thank you, Jennifer. So basically, for starters, know that this is a hard process. Like, you're basically telling your brain and your daily habits that you're withdrawing from some sort of drug, because in the studies, we see that sugar has the same kind of addictive qualities as if you're detoxing from a drug. So it's very hard to do. So if it is hard for you, like, keep that in mind, that it's supposed to be hard. Everything we're eating is tricking us to thinking that this is the thing that we need, and it encourages us to want more of it. Like, there's literally chemicals in there that allow us to kind of want more of it, and sugar itself. So couple ways to go about this. So you might be that person that's like, I'm ready to dive in, I'm ready to go full throttle. And if you're that type of person, then you could do like a sugar detox. There are plenty available that you could kind of follow, which is a 3-day, a 7-day, or a 10-day. There's different research kind of describing which one kind of allows you to reset those sugar receptors. So if you're someone that just kind of wants to full throttle, go through kind of detox from sugar to allow yourself to not kind of battle that, you know, itch to want more sugar, then you can help reset those receptors by going through kind of a sugar detox cleanse. With that, I would definitely say that there's benefits to doing any of those three, 7-day, or 10-day. I would base it off of what is realistic for you. You might want to start slow. But the key thing behind doing a sugar detox is, am I prepped? Like, you definitely want to make sure that you're prepped to go through a sugar detox. So choose the amount of days you want to commit to. Make sure that you have your mindset right as far as kind of focusing on what you can eat instead of what you can't eat, because that alone is going to make it difficult to go through. But get creative with this, get curious with this, allow yourself to kind of experience, like, what can I add to my diet during this time? And really kind of focus on that mindset going into it. And then you want to prep. You want to be able to kind of pick those meals ahead of time to set yourself up. They're going to be whole food based. So this is a time where you want to be in charge of making your own meals and pick the meals ahead of time. Go to the store, prep for those things so that you can have them on hand. Make sure that you're also, again, I'm not someone that says waste money or waste food. So don't go foraging your pantry and trying to throw every single thing away. You can do that if you want, but also if you want to just be able to kind of put those things out of sight, out of mind right now, and put the things that you're wanting to eat forward, then that's going to be the best way to go about this. The other thing is to kind of really get comfortable ahead of time of reading labels. You're not just looking at the total sugars, although you do want to look at that. You also want to look at added sugars. You do also want to get comfortable with reading other ingredients and seeing in there if there's a whole bunch of stuff that you don't understand, with like oats or sucralose, or a lot of times a good oats or all, like if they end with those kind of things, then you kind of know that those are basically hidden sugars. And those are really things you want to steer clear of as well, because that's going to be those like hidden kind of things in there that are tricking your body into thinking it's sugar, but it's actually being stored as toxins in the body because your body doesn't really recognize it as anything. So you want to get really familiar with understanding what these other sugars are. And I'll provide a resource for you guys, and definitely reach out to me if you're wanting information about 3, 7-day or 10-day kind of sugar detoxes, if you're wanting to go that route. And the other thing is, if you're more like, okay, I want to ease myself into it, and I just want to slowly kind of limit the sugar in my life or limit the cravings, then that is okay too. You want to do start with wherever you're at to kind of be successful. And there's easy ways you can kind of limit the sugar in your life. One big one is get rid of the condiments. Like, if there's not necessarily get rid of them, but if you want to kind of focus on brands that don't have like high fructose corn syrup in there, any kind of processed foods are going to kind of have those hidden sugars in there. So focusing on a whole food diet is going to be the best thing for you to kind of limit the sugars in your life. Shopping the perimeter of the grocery store and making sure you're focusing on, again, those whole foods. Condiments, like there's a brand, Primal Kitchen does really good with making sure they're limiting sugar. So there are brands that you can go to that are limiting some of those extra sugars. Typically, as far as sweeteners go, like monk fruit is really good to do. Organic stevia, if it's not mixed in with anything else, are typically okay to do. Just kind of choose better when you can. I think another good mindset to have during this is do what you can when you can. So it's totally doable to kind of just limit with where you are and kind of make better choices. Can I weed out the Starbucks this week? Can I do things that are kind of slowly limiting that sugar in my life? The other big tip, big takeaway is protein forward. Focus on protein and those healthy fats. Protein is going to be the easiest, biggest thing that you can add to your diet that's allowing you to kind of limit those sugar cravings. So as much as possible, think to yourself, like, how can I add protein to this? How can I, because that's going to curb your blood sugar and keep you full longer, and it's going to limit those cravings. Because if you're eating more on protein on the forefront of your day, you might notice that you're having less sugar cravings at night. Also things like avocado, olive oil, those healthier fats are going to be really good to do too. So not only kind of whole foods based, but when you're looking at carbs, carbs are not necessarily the devil, but you want to look at, can I get complex, nutritious carbs in my diet? So complex carbs are going to be a little bit more nutritious. They're going to kind of slow down that digestion. They're going to have fiber in there, which also keeps you full longer. So look at things like whole grains, oats, quinoa, barley, beans, vegetables, things that will have that extra benefit where your body recognizes it and is able to slow down digestion and give yourself that fiber fuel as well. Simple carbs are normally those processed foods. Think about like cereals that you're eating versus, or white bread versus whole grain bread. There's going to be one that's going to have a more nutritional benefit to the body. So look at those things. Also, if you're cooling down starches before eating, that makes them more resistant, which is better for your blood sugar. So that's a little trick as well, just being able to put like rice in the refrigerator, cool it down before you start to eat it, and that will help as well. Look at things that are gonna cure that sweet tooth, like Greek yogurt, maybe some berries that are a little bit low glycemic. You want to make sure you're getting yogurt that's maybe unsweetened and not flavored, because that will add additional sugars that you don't necessarily need. And like Jennifer was saying, dopamine is going to be the huge driver here, because that's what gives us that reward signaling that makes us kind of more so addicted to it. So find ways of triggering that dopamine. And when you get that hit, you're not necessarily needing it from sugar. So really pause and ask yourself, is it sugar that I'm needing, or is it just kind of the urgency to kind of get that reward center moving? So maybe move your body instead, or that can be your trigger to kind of work out before, choose better options that can kind of have more of that reward signaling. If you are having kind of withdrawal symptoms, especially if you're doing that detox, B vitamins and potassium are really good to incorporate to help with any kind of withdrawal, like headaches, brain fog, things of that nature. Those will be really helpful. And just overall kind of making sure that you're maybe nutritionally supporting yourself as well. So there are a couple supplements that I would recommend if you're someone that has a lot of these cravings. One of my favorite ones to incorporate for sugar cravings is ApiCurb. This particular supplement is kind of a catch-all because it has amino acids in there. And again, another reason why protein might be beneficial for you is because it has that slew of amino acids that will really help nurture that dopamine signaling, so cure that reward signaling so that you're not needing it from other sources. So you could do things like an amino acid complex as well. But the particular amino acids that are really great for this are L-glutamine. They have done studies to show that this not only supports alcohol withdrawal, but it also curbs carb cravings. So typically you want to do this, take this when it's on lower blood sugar times a day, empty stomach. You want to maybe kind of stick with like 500 to 1 gram a day as far as support. DLPA and L-tyrosine are also big amino acids that support that dopamine, that trigger that reward signaling and affect your mood and overall happiness. So stress in general is going to deplete that dopamine, that that dopamine, that reward signaling. So anything that's going to give you that trigger or precursor, that dopamine, is going to be beneficial. So that's where L-tyrosine come in, DLPA. 5-HTP is also in this product, which helps regulate that appetite. Also is a precursor to the serotonin, so that mood chemical. It does have some chromium in there. That's another particular mineral that supports, limits kind of the swings in the blood glucose that you might experience, and that may be responsible for those sugar cravings. So anything that supports your insulin regulation and blood glucose levels is going to be beneficial, as well as an herb called gymnema. So gymnema, you can get by itself, in of itself, helps with insulin signaling and reducing sugar cravings. But it actually, its mechanism is it makes sweet foods less appealing. So it blocks those sugar receptors on your taste buds. So you could actually chew this while you're at a party or something to just kind of numb those sugar receptors and allow yourself to not kind of make those choices like grabbing the cupcake instead. But again, any kind of smaller choice you can make is going to be beneficial for limiting the sugar. And then lastly, berberine. Berberine is going to be used in Ayurvedic medicine. It's been hailed as nature's Ozempic because it does help with that GLP-1 activity signaling, like Ozempic does. It also activates a particular pathway that we turn on when we're calorically restricting or exercising. And that helps us burn stored fat, but it also is really beneficial for controlling those blood sugar swings, activates that ATP in the body, which serves for energy. So you could do that before a meal as well to kind of allow yourself to not have that spike in blood sugar, which then makes you want to crave more sugars. And then lastly, another easy thing to do would be sleep. So they have done studies to show that if you're not getting enough sleep, it actually leads to more sugar cravings. So that alone, just working on your sleep and making sure that you're getting a full night's rest, will actually limit your ability to crave sugar the next day, because you're already having that spike of cortisol and already kind of starting at a baseline that's making you primed to kind of crave sugar. So getting that nutritionally, that protein in, those healthy fats, sleep, all those things are within your control to really make sure that you're not having as many cravings. And then making sure you're making foods from home as much as possible. Can I get comfortable with reading labels and making sure I'm limiting as many extra ingredients as possible? Those are the things that are going to really make you successful and have a good kind of process with limiting sugar, because it is easier to do if you're allowing yourself to kind of feel the reward of making these small changes little by little. So that's what I have for y'all. If you have any questions too, I'll try to put up there some resources on Instagram for as far as like getting comfortable with looking at what other sugar name you might need and kind of find product labels. I think that would be helpful, but that's my tips and tricks for you guys.
Awesome. Well, so Kelly gave us a bunch of good tips and tricks. We actually have all of these supplements in our supplement dispensary, so you can find the link to that on our website right at the top, but also you can find that in our link in bio on Instagram. So we'll post some info too if you need help finding it, or if you just want to have a custom tailored supplement stack, you can always reach out to Kelly, and Kelly's happy to put that together for you based on exactly what you need. So, all right, well, this was part one. Follow back. We're going to be back talking about dairy in a couple weeks. And so if you have any questions, reach out via social media. You can email us. We're always here to answer that. But we will see you guys soon. And thanks for joining.